tonight as we continue on this winter fundraising drive, making solar happen. That's still available. The number to call is 212-209-2950. A number of people are calling. If you waited to the very last moment of this special presentation, now is the time. Thank you for that call. There's another call coming in. 212-209-2950 is the number to call. They will be continually taking your calls as the next program, The Positive Mind with Armand DeMille, begins. They're still taking your pledges of financial support to keep Radio WBAI on the air. Donna Neiman, how about that? From New York City, called in with a pledge of support to WBAI. And Spray Reagan from New York. Is that right? That looks right to me. Doris Nielsen from Staten Island. Thank you so much to Robert Gould. Thank you so much, Don Lipton from New York, Gardner, New York, and Kathy Levine from Brooklyn, New York. Thank you very much. Please continue to call. Make your calls of support to listener-sponsored, commercial-free community radio WBAI. It's 1 p.m. in New York City. You're tuned to 99.5 FM WBAI and WBAI.org. Stay tuned for The Positive Mind with Armand DeMille.
You with this special edition of The Positive Mind, bringing you ideas, concepts, and guests to help you lead a more positively minded life. With you today for 2 hours from 1 to 3 p.m. talking about stuff that really means a lot to you. Today I want to look at the issue of abuse. Abuse in all forms, but primarily emotional abuse. Many of us have suffered through emotional abuse in one form or another. Understanding it a little better, I think, gives you a little better way of getting through life. You know, one of the things that we have to understand is that secretly, there are many relationships, there are many times that we've had early experiences with people who are in authority. And the people in authority who did things with us that might have been sloppy, damaging, they had an effect on us. Many of us don't believe they had an effect on us, but they've had an effect on us. I was with a man yesterday who said he had he has no trouble with authority. He just can't work for anybody. He must be an independent contractor. So if you're one of those people who believe you can't work for anybody, then, you know, maybe it's because you have problems with authority figures, and maybe justifiably so. If you have problems with politicians, you have problems with policemen, if you have problems with the government, of course those are good problems to have because sometimes they're the worst of it, but sometimes you react a little too strongly. A friend of mine once said, there's always a difference between people who get tickets driving and people who don't get tickets driving. And she said to me, she's an attorney, and she said, people who get tickets usually have problems with their fathers, and people who don't get tickets don't have problems with their fathers. And I said, that's a silly generalization. And she said, it's true. From the minute that the authority, the policeman, approaches you, your attitude is what very often determines whether you get that ticket or not. You can be seductive, you can be nice, you can be sweet, but whatever your attitude is, it could get to the policeman, and the policeman may or may not give you a ticket. And so no matter what you do, she said, you got troubles with your parents, you got troubles with your father when you were a kid, you're going to get a ticket. You're not going to be able to get out of it. Interesting concept. Well, let's look at, first look at authority-based relationships. A relationship in which one person is the authority and the other person is the not authority. We may call them power relationships. We may call them dominant-submissive relationships. You can call them anything you want, but it's the place where one person has the authority and the other people don't. Based on an adaptation of work from Alice Miller, For Your Own Good, which was a book, and John Bradshaw had a book calling Healing the Shame That Binds You. How about the following? Authority figures can be parents, partners, teachers, principals, supervisors, religious figureheads, cult leaders, bosses. Those are the authority figures. Dependents, which is the other side of an authority figure, can be children, partners, students, employees, religious followers, etc. What matters is that there's a power imbalance and a dependence of some sort. So this is what you need. One person has the power and the other person is dependent. Because if you weren't dependent, you'd walk away if you didn't like the exercise of power. So there's a dependence of some sort, whether it be physical, financial, spiritual, psychological, or emotional. This is Armand DeMille with you at The Positive Mind, giving you a concept here because we're going to be talking about emotional abuse. Authority-based relationships. So here are some of the rules about authorities. Number one, authority figures are usually the masters of the dependents. The dependent is the person who is not the authority, but who is under the gun of the authority figure. And remember, that could be an employee, it could be any number of things. Authority figures alone decide what is right or wrong. Because if you're the authority, you say, here are the rules. I am right. I judge what's right and what's wrong. And if you're the authority, nobody tells me when I'm wrong. I don't allow it. They alone make up definitions. They make up rules. And they make up consequences, like punishments. So an authority figure would say, if you show up late, we take $20 from your pay. That's an authority figure with a dependent. The person is an employee and they're a dependent. They can't say you have no right to take $20 from my pay when the elevator didn't work. It doesn't matter. The authority figure makes up the rules. Now, dependents, the dependent people are held responsible, get this, for the feelings of the authority figure. And you'll all remember this when you were kids with your father, who might have been a rough guy, like, or your mother, who might have been the authority figure in your life. Feelings like their anger. Well, the child feels responsible for your parents' anger because the parent says, you made me angry. And the child believes it. Disappointment. Feeling guilty for disappointing someone is a classic dependent authority figure reaction. I'm sorry I hurt you. Embarrassment. Humiliation. You can't embarrass your parents. Remember that? You know, your behavior embarrasses me. Don't dress like that. It embarrasses me. Well, who cares if you're embarrassed? But if you're a dependent and they're an authority figure, you become responsible for their feeling of embarrassment. It's almost like you have to protect them from it. This is Armand DeMille with you with The Positive Mind talking about abuse, and we're starting off with talking about authority figures so you could get it. Now, remember, authority figures are not bad. They just are. They're stuck in that place. This is where they are stuck. They can't get out of it. Why should they? They get the goodies. The authority figure is the only responsible, it's only responsible and accountable for the good thing that happened. I made this happen. It is good. Look at what I did. Look how I achieved this. Authority figure. They are never responsible for the bad stuff. You know, like, hey, the client didn't come back. It was the fault of somebody else. They are never responsible because, you know, it's not my, I got a ticket. It's not my fault. The cop was looking the wrong way. I wasn't speeding. So authority figures are never responsible for bad things, only responsible for good things. And if you remember your parents, many of you are going to say, sure. What about priests? What about school teachers? Thus, the authority figure appears to be always in the right, and when things go wrong, the dependent is blamed and feels responsible and guilty. And let me give you an example of this, the last administration. Last administration, authority figure, right, the president. We are going to war because I am protecting you, because I am taking care of you, because I'm sweeping you in there no matter what you say. And then when things go wrong, it's because the Iraqis didn't really want independence. And it's because I didn't get the support I needed and I didn't get enough money from Congress. It was a blame of everybody else. The authority figure tries to exercise total control on the dependent. Remember, the dependent is the person who's being authorized, who's having the authority over their head, by controlling their thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. Now, how do you control somebody's thoughts, feelings, and behaviors? You tell them they shouldn't think that way. Think about religious leaders who tell you it is sinful to think lustful thoughts. You shouldn't think that. It is sinful to doubt your religion. In Catholicism, I remember when I was a kid once, there was a church on my block. It was a beautiful church. This is on 10th Street and Avenue B. It was a very, very pretty church. My church was on 13th Street. I went to a Catholic church. This other church wasn't Catholic. It was Episcopal. I say Episcopal because when I was a kid and I read the word, it said Episcopal, and that's what I thought it was. It was an Episcopal church. So I said, but it's so pretty. I'm going to go in. And I went in, and I looked at it, and it was just beautiful, just like our church was beautiful. But when I came out, I was told that I committed an almost mortal sin. One of those you got to, you know, grovel for. Thou shalt not worship any other images before me. Well, I didn't worship. I just looked in and went to the church, but I was punished for going into that church because they wanted to control my perceptions. They wanted to control what I saw. People try to control other people's what they feel. You say to somebody, you shouldn't feel that. What makes you feel that? You shouldn't get angry. Those are all attempts to control somebody's feelings. Whenever the control is not absolute, the authority figure gets rattled. When you're doing something that shows that they don't control you completely, they get rattled. All right. Armand DeMille with you at the Positive Mind. We're going to be with you till 4 o'clock today. I'm giving you 3 o'clock today. I'm going to be with you. I'm teaching you about authority figures, and later we're going to be talking about abuse. Fascinating stuff. Write this stuff down. It's terrific. It's good for you. The dependent's individuality is minimized as much as possible by the authority figure. A dependent, meaning the person on the other side, you don't let them be individuals. You don't let them have their individuality. You don't let them have freedom. If they're going out, you say, where are you going? You know what I mean? You check on them at all times. Tell them to keep their cell phones open. You know, it's like you gotta, I gotta know where you are at every moment. You know, yeah. Afraid that if I don't know where you are every moment, you may go off somewhere. Who knows? Maybe you'll find another authority figure to love besides me. The authority figure creates an intricate system of punishments and rewards that rob the dependent of any sense of inner direction and esteem. I will approve of you or I will disapprove of you, and that's all you got going for you. So there it was. You live your life. Mommy, love me. Mommy doesn't love me. If mommy loves me, I live for that. If mommy doesn't love me, and mommy's the authority. And all you do is live for somebody's approval. These are the following freedoms, Virginia Satir, great psychologist, said that when you have an authority figure and a dependent, the following things deny the dependent as much as possible. You don't allow the dependent to have. And think about this, my friends. If you have an authority in your life who is an authority figure, could be a boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, could even be your child. Sometimes authority figures with the parents being the dependents. It could be any number of things. Boss, you know, wherever you get into that relationship. Now, you could have a boss who is not an authority figure but is an authority. You don't give them that power. Okay? But the following things are denied of dependents. When you have the authority, the pathological authority figure, and dependent syndrome, the following things are denied of the dependent. So if you're somebody who is submissive to a dominant, here are the things you are denied. You are denied the right, the freedom to perceive. You're not allowed to look around. You're not allowed to see what's going on. You are forbidden to open your eyes and look around you. I don't want you to travel to Europe by yourself because you'll be seeing too much. Because the more I limit your vision, the more you may stay with me. The freedom to think and interpret. You're not allowed to interpret. Don't figure things out. The freedom to feel. The freedom to want, to need, and the freedom to choose. Armando Mill with you with a positive mind. The authority figure never admits mistakes or apologizes. They never do. If they do, they may do it strategically, but they never really apologize. And all of this takes place in a way that does not expose the authority figure's true motive, which is to completely control the other person. No back talk is allowed. You're not allowed to talk back to them. So some of the consequences. Mistakes are concealed, people are under constant stress, needs to be frustrated, denied, fear dominates, power is based on fear, not respect, information is withheld and distorted. Just think about a parent-child. You don't tell the kid everything. Information flow is primarily from the top down. Behavior is forced, does not come naturally. Behavior is not consistent with true feelings, which add to the stress. Conflicts and problems are based on the dependent's poor attitudes and character flaws. We say, you know, whatever goes wrong, it's your fault. All the tears the dependent person apart, causing self-alienation, even self-loathing, when you're a dependent. The dependent person loses faith in his or her own mind and feelings. So this is an important thing for us to understand, my friends. Once this gets going, it becomes a syndrome, and the dependent person just doubts themselves. Poor self-worth is based on, usually, submission to an authority figure in your mind. This is Armand DeMille with you, with the positive mind. So these authority figure syndrome is important to see. It's just important to see and understand. And the reason I bring it to you is because we're going to look at abuse today. Now, looking at abuse, there's so many different ways of looking at it. Because remember, if for there to be an authority figure, there has to be somebody on the other side who wants to be authorized. It's very nice to be controlled, because when you're controlled, you're not responsible for your life as well. Once you get used to it, somebody takes over your mind, and you just give in. But it's a horrible way to live. Usually you live in depression. So I'm trying to get you as much information about emotions, emotional stuff, the way emotions work, and how you can get yourself free, my friends. how you can get yourself free from being both the compulsive authority figure and the compulsive dependent. And the more you do it, the more you need to know. Now, one of the ways that the authority figure intimidates is by using intense emotion. Learning about intense emotion is not easy. Here's what I've put together for you. I did three different programs on intense emotions, how they're used, how they work, what the dynamics of it are, and here they are, three CDs which we are offering you as a premium here on WBAI. If you call 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. If you call 212-209-2950, here's what you can get for $75. You can get these three CDs on intense emotion. One is called Emotional Blackmail. Emotional blackmail is when somebody's emotions scare the hell out of you, and it makes you behave in ways that you don't want to behave because they're too upset. It's the don't be upset syndrome. And when a person gets to that, and when they get to this being, and they could blackmail you with it because of shame from your past, worries from your past. The other one is dealing with hysteria. You know, hysteria is a very powerful object because when hysteria comes at you, how do you deal with it? How do you do it? How do you handle it? How do you handle it in a way that helps the person who's being that out of control? And the third one, which is another form of abuse, it was a wonderful program called Nagging and Being Nagged. What is nagging? Nagging is the desire for somebody to be other than they are by telling them they're wrong for being who they are. So you tell somebody over and over again that they're wrong, and you nag at them. Why can't you be more emotional? Why can't you be this? Why can't you? And you work at them and work at them and work at them, and you nag. Nag, nag. Now, when I say nag, I mean the word nag comes from a horse, a nag, which is the reason they use the word, I believe, is because of the sound of the horse, which is like a repeated sound over and over again. And it sounds like a nag. It sounds like a horse. The sound of somebody nagging you eventually penetrates your mind and you hear the words. You probably have violent fantasies about people who nag you. As many people do. You know, you have images of wanting to kill them. You have images of wanting to smash them in the head with a hammer or something. Nagging, but it penetrates you, and you just hope it's going to go away. And you keep hoping it's going to stop at any moment now. And it doesn't. Nagging and being nagged. And then you're doing the nagging. Why don't you stop yourself? Why do you keep trying to make people who they are not? Why do you keep telling people, I want you to be different than you are? Both reasons. That's what we cover on these three CDs. 212-209-2950. Call in right now. Be my first caller to get these three CDs on emotional, on intense emotions. $75 donation to the station, and you get these three CDs. I have people standing by right now. 212-209-2950. Let me give you the time to go to your phones and make that call. Also, my friend, for $175, which sounds like a lot of money because it is, especially in today's economy, you can get a one-time consultation with me personally, Armand DeMille. What does that mean? That means you come in and you meet with me. Why do you want to come in and meet with me? Because I'll help you look at this stuff no matter who you are, and I'll do it without judgment. 212-209-2950. $175, which is way below what you would have to pay normally, is an inexpensive way to come and see me. Now, if you have a Valentine in your life, you want to give them a present, make a call. If they know me, say, hey, honey, I got you this meeting with this man. What a wonderful thing for a Valentine gift. I'd like to give Valentine gifts for a lot of people I know. I'd like to have a meeting with Amy Goodman, a meeting with different people I know, you know? There are people I know who I love so much, who I have such respect for. I'd love to buy you a meeting with them as a gift for you. and pay for your time and let them meet with you because maybe they'd be too busy. 212-209-2950. Make your calls right now, my friends. 212-209-2950. And then when I come back, I'm going to be talking about emotional abuse. You're going to learn a lot about it. 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. Give you a chance to go to the phones. And then we'll be back with more stuff. 212-209-2950. Remember, for $75, you get the three CDs on Intense Emotion. CD number one, Emotional Blackmail. CD two, Dealing with Hysteria. CD three, Nagging and Being Nagged. And for $175, you get a meeting with me. Now, I want you to know that all of these CDs are being mailed directly from my office. You will be receiving them within 2 weeks. They'll be coming to you. No long wait. Get to you by, maybe even by Valentine's Day if we hurry. But the consultation, you definitely can say to someone, I got you this meeting. 212-209-2950. And if you love yourself and you want to give yourself a Valentine present, try the consultation. Maybe it's time that you've stopped sitting in your own brain, you know, and trying to work it out for yourself and work it out for yourself and work it out for yourself. Come on and sit with me for 45 minutes and I'll talk to you about anything. 212-209-2950. I'm happy to talk with you. Love to meet you. The money goes to the station. I do not get anything of it. I give you the time. I get the chance to meet you, which is tremendous reward for me. Isn't it? The classics meet Cuba. 212-209-2950. You've got a chance to make your calls right now. We're going to be going back to our programming in a couple of minutes, talking about emotional abuse. Remember, for a $175 donation, you get a chance to meet with me. 212-209-2950. I will meet with you. I will talk with you one time. I'll tell you what I think. Let's try to give you a pathway through the pain. Sometimes people come in and they say this one shot will do it, and sometimes it does. Maybe you just gotta straighten out something in your mind. Sometimes you need guidance to go somewhere else. I may say to you, you know, that medication you're taking, it sounds funny. I may say to you, you know, that thing you're doing doesn't sound right. Like, for example, if you have troubles with anger, why are you meditating? You know, or if you have trouble with meditating, why are you getting so angry? Well, we'll take a look at how you might do variations and do different things. 212-209-2950. Let's look at the alternatives that all of you have. And I've just seen that people forget about their alternatives, especially when you've been someone who's been dependent on an authority figure. You forget your own mind. 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. If you would, just one more minute, and then we're moving on to getting back to emotional abuse. So we have one more minute for you to call, 212-209-2950. And if you've done it already, you want to get the set of CDs for someone you know, a really nice gift, $75 donation. Get you this. Remember, the donation is tax deductible, but if you want to donate $25 to the station or $10, make your calls. I've got people standing by down there, people who I know personally, who are hanging out. Marty is down there, and 212-209-2950. Such good people, all working as one team. The station, you, me, the people who produce our CDs, the antenna, you know, whoever, whatever God is, it seems to all be involved. 212-209-2950. 2950, my friends. It is 1:30 here at WBAI 99.5 FM in New York City. Armand DeMille with you here till 3 o'clock today, talking to you about emotional abuse. And what is emotional abuse? And what it is? You know, abuse is any behavior that is designed to control and subjugate another human being through the use of fear, humiliation, intimidation, guilt, coercion, manipulation, etc. Emotional abuse is any kind of abuse that is emotional rather than physical in nature. It's just simple. It can include anything from verbal abuse and constant criticism to more subtle tactics such as repeated disapproval or even the refusal to ever be pleased. Very interesting book written by a friend of mine who said, "Why do men get divorces?" And asked why men divorce their wives, and like 90% of them said, "Because I could never make her happy." In a way, the abuse is the refusal to ever give anybody the power to please you. So you're always holding yourself a little out of range. Emotional abuse is like brainwashing in that it systematically wears away your victim's self-confidence, the sense of self-worth, the trust in their own perceptions and their self-concept. Did that happen to you as a kid? Were you a victim of abuse? Whether it's done by constant berating or belittling, by intimidation, or under the guise of guidance or teaching or advice, the results are the same. Eventually, the recipient of the abuse loses all sense of self and remnants of personal value. They sit there and they don't know who they are anymore. And it could be so, so subtle. I'm just trying to help you. I'm just giving you guidance. Emotional abuse cuts to the very core of a person, creating scars that may be far deeper and more lasting than physical scars. In fact, there's research to this effect. With emotional abuse, the insults, insinuations, criticism, and accusations slowly eat away at a victim's self-esteem until he or she is incapable of judging any situation realistically. She's become so beaten down emotionally that she blames herself for the abuse. Her self-esteem is so low, she clings to the abuser. Emotional abuse victims are so convinced that they are worthless, that they believe no one else would want them. They stay in abusive situations because they believe they have nowhere else to go. Their ultimate fear is being alone. Some of the types of emotional abuse. Let's go through those. One is called abusive expectations. This is Armand DeMille with you with a positive mind, by the way. We're talking about this because I want you to learn about it, because if you learn about it and see it, maybe it will help you, number one, free yourself in some way, number two, reshape your life, or number three, stop beating up people you love. Now, one of the types of emotional abuse is called abusive expectations. Many different types. Another type is called aggressing. Another one is constant chaos. Another one is denying. Let me go over them. Abusive expectations. The other person places unreasonable demands on you and wants you to put everything aside to tend to their needs. That's what the abusive person does with its victim. He says, do what I say right now. It could be a demand for constant attention or a requirement that you spend all your free time with that person. But no matter how much you give, it's never enough. These are the abusive expectations. You're expected, you're subjected to constant criticism, and you're constantly berated because you don't fulfill the person's needs. Another form of emotional abuse is called aggressing. Aggressive forms of abuse include name-calling, accusing, blaming, threatening, and ordering. Aggressing behaviors are generally direct and obvious. The one-up position the abuser assumes by attempting to judge or invalidate the recipient undermines the equality and autonomy that are essential to healthy adult relationships. And it's a funny thing. There are certain times in people's lives when they suddenly switch on a dime, and this kind of happens a lot. Sometimes an abusive, one who was abused, becomes the abuser, and my suspicion is this is hormonal. That very often around, and I'll get this one, very interesting concept. Stephanie Domber has been working on this, doing some research. Here's an interesting concept. You are an abusee. You know, you're a dependent most of your life. Then you go through chemical changes. Either you go through from being depressed, you become undepressed, or you go through menopause and hormones start to change. And now something about you doesn't feel as dependent, and you have more aggressive nature than you've had before. Maybe it's less estrogen, more testosterone, and more, you know, you become either more male-like or something, and you start dominating. And then what I found is that the one who is going through the chemical change becomes the dominant and the abuser and the accuser. You, all the time. You do this wrong, you do that wrong, you're doing this wrong. So it's an interesting switch that takes place. Many of you out there wonder how this ever happened. How did it happen? You had such a nice person there who you were living with, and all of a sudden they're a banshee. You know, it could be man, it could be woman, but very often I see that happen around menopause. It happens. Women become suddenly very aggressive and very angry, almost like they're paying back, not only for what you've done to them until that time, but everything that they've ever gone through. And they come after you, and maybe there's a need to be independent. And I'm not saying this is a bad, horrible thing. It just happens. The switch takes place. But it is aggressive. Aggressive abuse can also take a more indirect form and may even be disguised as helping, criticizing, advising, offering solutions, analyzing, proving, and questioning. Another person may be a sincere attempt to help. But in some instances, these behaviors may be an attempt to belittle, control, or demean, or undermine a person rather than help. So let's say if someone who you know said to you, I think I will arrange to order some supplies. And you say to them, well, let me show you how to, I'll order them. And you do it better than they do it. The attempt is to maintain your control. It is not really just because, it's because watching them do this function independently becomes a threat to you. The underlying judgmental I know best tone the abuser takes in these situations is inappropriate and creates unequal footing in peer relationships. This and other types of emotional abuse can lead to what is known as a learned helplessness. I've seen employees do it with their bosses, with their employers do it with their employees. You get an employee who has some power. And then that employee, you keep telling them they're doing it wrong, they're doing it wrong, they're doing it wrong, they're doing it wrong. Eventually they feel like they're doing it wrong and they give up trying. And they become automatic. Now there are other people who come in who you can't do that to. And so they have a mind of their own. And you could tell them, no, don't do it this way. And they don't really pay too much attention to you. They say, okay, okay, but look at my way. And they prove themselves to be strong. But many people don't. And they would rather just give up. Another form of emotional abuse is called constant chaos. Well, you know what that is, I'm sure. The other person may deliberately start arguments or be in constant conflict with people. The emotional abuser, and I've seen this, you know, she comes home today, who is she mad at? She's mad at the doorman. She's mad at the busman. She's mad at her roommate. She's mad at. It's like one chaos after another. Now I'm worried about, you know, the airplane crashing. Now I'm worried about this. Now I'm concerned about this. And this constant chaos, it's almost as if the mind has a mechanism of terror. You know, it has a thing. Maybe when the amygdala fires, or when you are low in your chemicals, or when your estrogen is low, or something happens, you just become, I have got to find an enemy, and you pick the enemy, and you're now fighting the enemy. And now that makes you feel like you're more in control. Constant chaos. Have you ever lived that way, my friend? You ever live with anybody where there's constant chaos? I mean, maybe if it's a 13-year-old boy. You know? I mean, that's part of adolescence, is constant chaos. Part of being two is constant chaos. But I think after that, you got to give it up. Hey, this is just the beginning. This is a part. There are many more parts to the different forms of emotional abuse that I'm talking to you about. But if you are a student, a learner, if you are one who is one of the positive mind people, if you are somebody who wants to find the answers to... not the answers, at least find a way to make things a little better in your life through understanding and helping other people guide through stuff. We need your help. This is WBAI 99.5 FM on your dial. We need your help. We need your support. We need you to donate to this station. I am with you today for 2 hours. I will be with you next something. Is it Wednesday or Thursday? Next Thursday, right? I'm being signaled. Next Thursday, which is December... I'm only kidding. Which is... I'll be with you next Thursday for 2 hours as well. But today we're talking about this, and I need you to make your calls. 212-209-2950. If you ever want to check our schedule, go to the website, thepositivemind.com. If you ever want to hear more programs than this, you know, feel free to go to... Feel free to go to the website and just pick up a program and listen to it. But all of that happens. You have hundreds of programs. I've been broadcasting for 19 years on WBAI, many of which are available to you on the internet thanks through to the station. Now, that means not only you get a chance to listen, but everybody around the world gets a chance to download a program. And you can't imagine what that's like, downloading programs and listening if you're in Afghanistan. Because I get letters. I get letters from different countries where people hear programs and say, oh, that, like today's program. 212-209-2950. Your donation to the station makes the positive mind accessible to the world. Anything you do, 212, $10, $20, $100. Last week we had a $500 very generous contribution. Whatever you could afford, 212-209-2950. Please make your calls. For $175, if you make that donation, I'll meet with you myself. Personally, and I'll meet with you. Let's talk about anything in your life. Let's talk about your life, your marriage, your children. You want to bring your children in? You want to send me your children? You know, send somebody to me who you think is so out of whack, but you love them and you want to keep them. 212-209-2950. $175 donation gets you a 45-minute meeting with me, 212-209-2950. $75 gets you 3 CDs about the issue we're talking about, emotional abuse. You know, abusive emotions, which covers quite a few things. 212-209-2950. The very next precious voice you hear is that of Stephanie Dombra, who is my engineer and co-worker and therapist and researcher and an amazing human. 212-209-2950. Make your calls now, my friends.
I know you listen to this show, everyone. I know you hear my voice during pitch time, and it's that time. We need your help. Please make your calls. All these shows are so informative. So many people email and say, you know, we get little tidbits every time we listen to Armand. 212-209-2950. You can get a lot of tidbits for $175 for that consultation with Armand. You come up to the DeMille Center. And that helps WBAI in this great time of need. We know that it's a very difficult time out there for everybody. But this is completely supported by listeners. So please make your calls. 212-209-2950. This supports the Positive Mind, all the free shows that you can get online on the website. It supports WBAI, which is in great need, as we all understand, and it will keep this radio show alive as well as the radio station. It's all in your hands. Please call 212-209-2950. The $75 donation, you get the three CDs, and they are Emotional Blackmail, which is a terrific show, I recall it completely. Dealing with Hysteria, Nagging and Being Nagged, all good information, really good how-to shows for $75, three CDs, 212-209-2950. And I think $175 is a great donation, and it's a great gift, as you said, Armand. It gets you the consultation. If you have to have it for a phone, it's okay. Armand will do that, too. He will talk to you on the phone for 45 minutes. You can come up and meet Stephanie and Lydia, and they will greet you, and you will see the DeMille Center and meet Armand and talk with him on any issue at all. Family members, sisters, couples, children, he will go over anything with you. 212-209-2950. Please make your calls. Any donation, $50, students, $25. Anything will help us. 212-209-2950. Make your calls.
Thank you, Ms. Dombra. Ben Webster in the background, my friends. Soulville album. For a $175 donation, you get a chance to meet with me. Now, is that worthwhile? Yeah, it's worthwhile. It'll save you a fortune. You know, it's one of those investments. It's like you come to me if you're in therapy, and I'll tell you if I think your therapy is working. I just saw a man yesterday, 9 years seeing a psychiatrist, right? And he's working, he's on cocktails of drugs that the psychiatrist, I'm sure, was well-intended. But by the time he got the Klonopin and Valium and Lovox plus other things, he was on a cocktail of like 10 heavy-duty chemicals that make a man like this. You don't know which way to turn. You don't know what body is yours anymore. So he came to me and I said to him, yeah, your psychiatrist may have good ideas, but you know, it's not right. Got to get a fresh perspective. It isn't working. Because after 9 years, if you're this unhappy, it's the wrong formula. 212-209-2950. So I directed him to a psychiatrist who I know who will give him an honest opinion, who's a minimalist. Other people, I tell them not to do anything. Minimalist means that psychiatrist believes in the lowest amount of medication to give and to work and try to get a person plus, you know, doing whatever else he could do for them. Talk to them. 212-209-2950. One-time consultation on your marriage. I know you're sitting there tempted. I know many of you are saying, if only I could. But, you know, it's an opportunity now, 212-209-2950, and here's what will happen. If you make your donation, you can call my office, and they will give you the appointments immediately. I mean, it may not be today that you get them, but you'll be on, I mean, we'll give you the ones now, because if you wait And, you know, we wait down the line. You try to make an appointment. You just can't get in the door. Because, you know, we're booked way out in advance. So 212-209-2950. You may have to wait a couple of weeks or a month or something like that. But you'll get to me, you know. And then we have this other policy we do, which is called the first-time cancellation policy. Which means if you have an appointment, let's say, in March, and something opens in February, I'll call you or we'll call you and say, hey, here's the time open in February. You want to come in? And people do it. 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950, this way you can come in earlier, 212-$75 gets you, so all of the premiums are being handled directly out of our office. We're handling them directly. You don't have to go through the machine of WBAI. It's just call them, make the donation, they get the money, then they hand the money over to our wonderful staff who are working down there. You know, the people who are working down there, Teresa and Barbara and Marty and, I mean, they're working there right now. And they're taking the calls, and then they'll bring those names and phone numbers up to me, and then we'll call you and say, hey, we got your thing. 212-209-2950. $75 gets you three CDs. And these are about emotional, intense emotion. And if you live with intense emotion, you want to get these because you want to hear these show. One is on emotional blackmail. The other is on dealing with hysteria. And the third is on nagging and being nagged. And today in our program, we're talking about emotional abuse, different forms thereof. 212-209-2950. A couple of more calls, my friends, going right back to the programming. Teach you a little more about this. 212-209-2950. Couple of phone lines are open. Wonderful people sitting down there. Some of the very best. And if you know, if you can't give money, go down and answer some phones. That's Ben Webster. A friend of mine used to tell me about Ben Webster being in Count Basie's band. And, you know, I grew up in the jazz world, but I never really met Ben Webster. But Ben Webster's such an interesting guy, and they used to talk about what would happen during solo time. You know, when you're doing a solo in Count Basie's band, that's a pretty big band. Well, all of a sudden, when Ben Webster stood up to do his solo, everybody attended. It's like, it was like, you know, it just wasn't like another solo going on. It's this deep, breathy sound of his. I love his sound. I wonder why I love such a deep, breathy sound. I guess I'm coming from that place. Hey, this is Armand DeMille with you with The Positive Mind, talking to you about trying to understand emotional abuse and what emotional abuse is and how it works. And I was talking about the different forms of emotional abuse. I talked about constant chaos. One is a person who may deliberately start arguments and be in constant conflict with other people. Have you ever met anybody who's always pissed off at one person or another? And usually they're pissed off at the people you love. like if you love somebody, because he is part of what the abuser does. They want to separate you from your friends. So they don't want you to have friends. So they find a way to get angry at your friends or say things about your friends. And they separate you. They alienate you. They alienate you from your own family. They alienate you. And you know people like that. You've seen people like that, abusers. Now, another thing they could do, and this usually comes in the same person, it is addicted to drama. There is, it creates, for an abuser, I mean, they don't seem like abusers because they seem like victims, you know what I mean? They seem like they're, oh, poor me, poor me, and you're my savior, you're my savior. But the real emotional abuser is the poor me person. And you, the one who is saving them, you're the victim. You're the dependent. So when they come to you with their worries and dramas, and when I say drama, everything is dramatic. It's so big. They use words like hate. They use big words, big, big words. Addicted to drama. Now, why would a person be addicted to drama? It's sometimes, I think, that abusive people are depressed, and they have a basic depression sitting underneath them. And this depression is like sliding into the abyss. You know, it's like they would slide into the void if they didn't do anything about it. And so the way they keep out of it is they keep striking the fire, stoking the fire by getting angry or upset. Drama is a way to activate your own excitement. So drama, a drama would be, oh, my daughter, she didn't talk to me, didn't call me back, drama. You know, oh, I'm worried about my cat's, you know, heart is not drama. I'm worried about, you know, drama after drama after drama. And you take care of them. And you help them out. And they're always upset. Drama. Yeah, it's tough to let that go once you've been used to feeding that. Once you identify yourself as not the controlling authority figure, but the victim of the abuse, it's pretty hard to identify because, you know, you kind of, when you look at it for the first time, you say, holy cow, I thought I was the abuser because I was the one in charge. But it turns out he or she was really in charge, because here I am taking care of them all the time. And it makes you feel like a schlep. It makes you say, wait a minute, where was the mighty powerful me? Right? Here I am supposed to save their life. And I've been abused the whole time. You get tired of it. Something happens in your life, if you're lucky, you say no more. I'm not going to do this anymore. And maybe you step out of it in some way or other. Maybe the two of you go to counseling. Maybe the other person just goes to counseling. Maybe, you know. So I remember the story about this 90-year-old man who goes to a psychiatrist. This is the joke. He goes to a lawyer and he says to the lawyer, I want a divorce. I want a divorce. And the lawyer says, well, why do you want a divorce? He says, I hate my wife. I hate my wife. She's nagged me for 60 years. I've been married to her, and she nags me and nags me and nags me, and I can't stand her, and now I want a divorce. And the lawyer says to him, but you're 90 years old. Why have you waited so long to get a divorce? He said, we were waiting for the children to die. Because that's the other excuse. In abusive relationships, usually there's a lot of claim about the children. You know, when you have children there and they watch it go on and they see this, they see the hysteria versus the patronizing versus the absence versus the going dull and then going down into the basement and turning on pornography to hide away from your wife. You know, you see that thing going on over and over again and you say to yourself, well, we're sticking together for our children's sake. But, you know, the image you're giving your children is for them to perpetuate this in their later life and to do the very same thing. somebody's got to have the courage. So, my friends, this is all about abuse, and this is Armand DeMille with you with The Positive Mind. We're talking about emotional abuse, and we're talking about it here on this wonderful station, WBAI 99.5 FM on your dial. It is just 30 seconds shy of 2 o'clock, WBAI in New York. Let's go on to this. Let's go on to, we'll be with you till 3 o'clock today. And the phone lines are open while you're there right now, 212-209-2950. For a member, for a $175 donation, you can sit with me and I'll help you sort it out. But be careful. If once you sort it out, sometimes you say to yourself, I want change. Other times you could sort it out and just say, that's the way it is. I'm not going to suffer so much from it. I'm going to keep things the way they are. 212-209-2950. Come and meet with me personally. I'd love to meet you. I met a man today from Africa, yesterday from Africa, somebody else from Europe, somebody from Bosnia, somebody else from Russia. It's just great. All WBAI listeners. Beautiful, beautiful people. Okay, so it is now past 2 o'clock. Another form of emotional abuse is called denying. Denying is when you deny a person's needs, especially when they feel that need the most, when they have a need, and done with the intent of hurting, punishing, or humiliating them. The other person may deny that certain events occurred or that certain things were said, and like somebody who is being abused confronts the abuser about an incident of name-calling, and the abuser insists, I never said that. And you kind of, it's kind of like gaslighting a person. Remember the movie Gaslight? You're going to make them crazy. No, that didn't take place. No, that's not true. No, that's not the way it happened. No, I have an excellent memory. Couldn't possibly happen that way, they very often say to you. And you go, uh-huh. Because they have an excellent memory, therefore they have to be right. No, it becomes a convenient memory that they have. So very often the other person may deny your perceptions, deny your memory, and even your very sanity. And be careful, don't be somebody with a slipshod memory, because they'll pick on it all the time. You know, your memory. And then they'll just tell you what reality is. And you just won't know it. And they'll just take you over. And they'll put a leash around your neck and walk you through the streets like you're a puppy dog. Or something like that. Other forms of denying is forms of emotional abuse. You think we can't laugh about it? If you look at yourself from a distance, my friend, we are funny. Other forms of emotional abuse are dominating. Someone wants to control your every action. They have to have their own way, and you will resort to they'll resort to threats to get it. When you allow someone else to dominate you, you lose respect for yourself. That's just it, because there is no self left. You know, the beauty of being dominated, let me take this on the other side, is when you don't like yourself, you give yourself up. I mean, some people hate themselves so much that they don't mind if somebody takes over. Somebody takes over their self, they give it up willingly because they hate themselves in the first place from their earlier dominations of their families. So your family made you feel so bad about yourself, you feel like nothing, you feel inadequate, you feel dumpy, you feel all of this stuff, and somebody else comes along and says, I'm going to take over your mind. Believe it or not, you give up your mind willingly. All right, here, take my mind. I know a lot of people who are in relationships who are free of their own mind because they're always in struggle about their relationships, but then when they finally separate, they're faced with their own mind again. Uh-oh, here comes that thing again. Better find another relationship. Another form of emotional abuse is called emotional blackmail, which we are presenting to you a whole 60 minutes on it. The other person plays on your fear, your guilt, your compassion, your values, and your hot buttons. They could include threats to end the relationship, total rejection, abandonment, or they could give you the cold shoulder and other fear tactics to control you. Emotional blackmail. Another form of emotional abuse is called invalidation. The abuser seeks to distort or undermine your perceptions of the world. They invalidate occurs when the abuser refuses or fails to acknowledge reality. This is a little like the other thing, which is like making you just denying your reality. For example, if the recipient tells the person they felt hurt by something the abuser did or said, the abuser might say, "You're too sensitive. That shouldn't hurt you." See? And here's a more complete... This is like the kind of invalidation that takes place is where you just say to the person, your feelings that you have are not valid. Not valid. Another form of emotional abuse, my friends, is called minimizing. Minimizing is a less extreme form of denial. When minimizing, the abuser may not deny that a particular event occurred, but they question the recipient's emotional experience or reaction to an event. Statements such as, "You're too sensitive," "You're exaggerating," "You're blowing it out of proportion," all suggest that the recipient's emotions and perceptions are faulty and not to be trusted. But here we have a problem. What if one person is dominating by being histrionic and a drama queen, and the other person is trying to dominate by telling them you're overreaction? What if you have two dominating people? Hey, didn't know that was possible, did it? It is. You have two dominants. One dominates from below. It's called topping from below. You are the submissive, supposedly. You are the victim. You tell everybody about how mean he is. And you're controlling through your own way, through your illness, through your hysteria, through your drama queenness or kingness. Right? You're controlling that way. And on the other side, he's saying to you, you know, and he's saying it for mixed reasons. One reason is your reality is not real, even though their reality is not real. But his real reason is he would do it no matter what you did. So the controllers, two controllers together, two dominants together, are amazing and pathetic and sad. They're like enemies. Trivializing. You could trivialize another person. It could occur when the abuser suggests that what you've done or communicated is inconsequential or unimportant. They come to you and they say, "I want to tell you about something." And they say, "That's not important. I don't want to pay attention. I don't want to hear that now." When it's important to you to talk about stuff sometimes, and you just need to say it, you know, and you need somebody to listen. Having somebody who really listens to you, who looks at you, who wants to hear, who wants to know, who doesn't challenge, is a very rare thing to find. Two people who can really communicate, who can talk to each other, who can look at each other directly and say, "Here's who I really am, I wanted to tell you." It's amazing. If you find it, my friends, don't let it go. Even if it's got rough spots, that's the one to stick in with. 212-209-2950. This is Armand DeMille with you at The Positive Mind here on WBAI, with you till 3 o'clock, telling you about misery, but also telling you that it's time for you to call us up. Call us up. Call us up. Give us a little telephone call. You know? Give us a little telephone call. Be nice. 212-209-2950. $75 donation gets you three CDs. You are just too good to be true. My friends, I can't take my ears off of you. to be true.
Can't take my eyes off you. You'd be like heaven to touch.
Frankie Valli, of course. Why? Why that song today? I don't know. Appreciation. I appreciate you.
Can't take my eyes off you.
I love to touch me. Whoops. Don't you love to touch you? Don't you love to be touched? Well, you know, it's all the cost. It's according to what cost to be touched. You know, sometimes you're better off alone, my friends. 212-209-2950. You make your calls right now. $75 donation gets you these three CDs that we're offering on emotional abuse, which is a fabulous lesson, you know. A great lesson on how to learn with it, how to deal with it, and what to do about it. And for $175, a one-time consultation with me. Let's continue with the different forms of emotional abuse in case you haven't noticed them. Here's another one, unpredictable responses. Boy, this is one that really suffers when you have alcoholism in the family. Unpredictable responses by the parent who may be either, you know, in any form of addiction. Because their mind is not their own, especially around alcohol. Drastic mood changes or sudden emotional outbursts. Whenever someone in your life reacts very differently at different times to the same behavior from you, like you could do the same thing. You could cook an apple pie. And one day he'll pick it up and throw it at you, and the other day he'll tell you it's wonderful. Tells you that one thing one day and the opposite the next. It'll drive you crazy. It'll strip your poor mind. And likes something you do one day and hates it the next. When that happens, my friend, these unpredictable responses are abusing. Whether he's yelling at you or not, if he likes it one day and doesn't like it the next, your mind is becoming dismantled. How would you know? This behavior is damaging because it always puts you on an edge. You're always waiting for the other shoe to drop. You can never know what's expected of you. You got to remain hypervigilant, waiting for the other person's next outburst or change of mood. Living with someone like this is tremendously demanding and anxiety-provoking, causing the abused person to feel constantly frightened, unsettled and off balance, and it wreaks havoc on your immune system. Because, you know, if you're always on edge, it's like you've got this cortisol running through your body at all times, and your defense mechanism is not being replenished. Your immune system is not being replenished. You're at war. It's like every minute is like you're at a battlefront. You know, so it's not a healthy way to live. It doesn't mean that anybody does live healthy, you know. You may choose to stay in it, but it's good to recognize it. Another form of verbal abuse, which is more obvious, is the verbal assault. Berating, belittling, criticizing, name-calling, screaming, threatening, excessive blaming. Now let's talk about blame. This is the UU syndrome. The UU syndrome is when a person cannot do anything but talk about you. You so-and-so and so. You. You get so sick of hearing it. I had a friend who had a memory. He had a memory when he was a child of being punished, badly punished by a parent who would punish him and always say, you rotten kid, you bad kid, you did this, you did that. you do this, boom, I'm going to kill you, and whap him and beat him badly. And this you was penetrating his mind. Then he grew up, and he got married, and he has a wife who's always saying, you, 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 you. So with him, he can't even separate himself because each one of the accusations bring back a memory of extreme pain. So even when he separates himself, you wonder, what am I doing here? How are you supposed to talk to somebody when you disagree with them? Don't you say, you made me angry because you came home late? No, you say, you know, I became very upset when you didn't come home late. It doesn't mean you did it to me. It means I. And speaking from the I is talking from your emotional self. And it's very simple, my friends. If you're a blamer, there's a very simple formula. Get out a little tape recorder. Tape yourself talking. How many U's to how many I's? And you're going to find, I can tell you with the blamers, you know, the blame-shame game it's called. The blamers, it's going to be like 10 to 1. You, 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 you. And you see them, and you can't believe the assault of the blame. Or it could be sarcasm or humiliation. Now, the other verbal assault is blowing your flaws out of proportion and making fun of you in front of other people. So if you're a little fat and a little overweight, they talk to you about, you know, well, maybe you'll lose some weight. If you're a little messy, they say, you know, maybe you should clean up here. And they'll do it, and they'll keep focusing on it, and they'll focus on it. And whatever flaws you may have, they talk to you about it. You know, your breath is like somebody died. And just as a person gets afraid to breathe after a while. You know, hey, what'd you do? I mean, sometimes if you love somebody, you tell them their breath is bad because you love them and you don't want them to be turning other people away. But sometimes you use it to just keep people away. Over time, this type of abuse erodes your sense of self-confidence and self-worth. Making fun of you in front of others, humiliating you in front of others, telling others things, outing you in front of people, ooh, that's another form of abuse. Now, understanding abusive relationships becomes very interesting too, my friends, trying to understand them. But before we get to them, I want you to understand them, and then I want you to understand how you are abusive to yourself. And then on top of that, they're going to talk about the basic needs in relationship. In fact, I think I'll talk about the basic needs in relationship first. But first, before you do, please, 212-209-2950. I was just told the phones are quiet. We can't have quiet phones because this is WBAI and it's the fun drive. And we're here between 1 and 3 o'clock today. So I heard that the phones weren't ringing. How did I hear it? I don't know. I heard it through the grapevine. 212-209-2950, my friends. 212, I know I'm corny. 212-209-2950. Listen, the best grapevine in the world is WBAI. A grapevine connected all over the planet. This station bringing wisdom, intelligence, truth everywhere. Just beautiful. 212-209-2950. Anything. If you listen to this program every day, just think about what a donation gets you. You make a $50 donation, it comes to the equivalence of a dollar a week. You know, a dollar a week. You pay a buck a week for New York for listening to WBAI and what you hear here? Would you pay a dollar a week for a radio program or a class that you would take? $50 donation. Right? You make that donation, it's like taking a class. People call our program the Positive Mind, the University, the Psychology University on the air. 212-209-2950, my friends. Make your call. Show your appreciation to the station. It is time, and we need it. We've been running low on it because we've been pitching too much, because we've been asking too often for you to make donations. But do you know why we ask so often? Because we need it, because we're not getting government funding, and we have no TARP money, nor do we want it. You know what I mean? I don't know if we don't want it. I think maybe we do want it, but we're not getting any. I guarantee you. They're going to give it to saving the racetracks instead. You know, it's going everywhere else. It's going to some good places, and he's doing a good job. But there's a lot of deals out there. 212-209-2950, so it's up to you to save us and keep us going. 212-209-2950, my friends. Please make your calls right now. I want to get some Michael. I want to get some people to thank. I hope you have some cards, or Marty bringing you some cards. I hope we can get to that right away. 212-209-2950, my friends. 212-209-2950. Make your calls right now. Here we go. There goes one phone call. There's another.
Thank you for those calls.
Thank you so much.
Keep those calls coming. 212-209-2950. For those $75, you get those three CDs. And I want to explain again that we will mail them out from this office directly. If you make that donation to WBAI directly for $75, we will mail three CDs on intense emotions. It's a class, just like Armand said. Emotional blackmail, dealing with hysteria, nagging, and being nagged. Really good information for $75. And as soon as we get that list of people that donated, it will be mailed out to you. Okay, no hassle. We will do it directly. For $175, you get that meeting with Armand and have a consultation, talk about any of these issues, which really in 45 minutes you would be surprised at how you could get to these things very quickly with Armand. That is his gift. He has that ability to look right in, see what's happening, and go over things with you. It's a very important thing this period of your life if you're dealing with these issues. 212-209-2950. Make your calls. Anything. $25, $50. $175 for the consultation. $75 that you get with the CDs. Three CD set. Please keep the calls coming. 212-209-2950.
I want you to know that we gave a consultation to Skates, who some of you heard on the program. And then as soon as we offered Skates the consultation, Tony, a very generous man, said, I want to buy a consultation and give it to Skates, which he did. And then Skates and I came and talked, and we are going to do a program for you in a week in March. We're going to be doing a program for you to hear about multiple personality disorder, and you're going to actually hear the movement of from one personality to another. It's just remarkable stuff. Never been on air before. The real stuff, you know? 212-209-2950. I want to ask Michael if we have any thank yous there. Michael?
Yes, we do, Armand. Good afternoon. Hi there, Stephanie. How are you?
I'm fine, Michael.
That's wonderful.
Doing a great job. Thank you.
All right. Thanks. Thanks, Steph. All right. We have a couple of people to thank here in the studios on 120 Wall Street. Doug Brander from New Haven, Connecticut, called in with a pledge. And it's real interesting, Armand and Stephanie. Doug says that three of his favorite radio stations are in a fundraising drive right now.
Oh my God!
And he only has $100, so he's going to divide that up between his favorite radio stations, and we happen to be one of them. $33.33 to WBAI. Doug Brander, thank you so much.
I want to send Doug the CDs anyway. Mm. I'm going to make that exception. What a generous thing to do.
Really?
So Marty, I'm going to ask you, who I know is listening, to get Doug Brander's address. I'm not going to do it with everyone, but that's a beautiful thing.
It certainly is. Hey, Marty, I didn't even get a chance to say hello to you working in the tally room. We'd like to say thank you to Veronica A. Cole, C-O-L-E, from Springfield Garden, New York. Thank you very much. Generous donation to WBAI. John M. Griffin from Linden, New Jersey. I think it's Elizabeth Lafleur from Brooklyn, New York. Thank you, Elizabeth. And Dave Malik from New Hyde Park, New York. And And Ernest, let's see, it doesn't really say here, so I'll just say from New Jersey. From New Jersey. It says Newark. So maybe that's, it's trying to say Newark. That would be N-E-W-A-R-K, not N-O-R-K. Newark, New Jersey, South 14th Street. Know the area. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for that call of support to WBAI. Dr. Jacob Jaffe from the Bronx, thank you so much. And a very generous donation from Wendy Eckhorn from Carmel, New York. And another one, thank you so much to Willie Rowe from Newark. That's N-E-W-A-R-K, Newark, New Jersey. Thank you all very, very much. Continue to call. Armand, we have 5-6 calls on the line now for The Positive Mind with Armand DeMille. Remember, you can use Visa card, MasterCard, or American Express to subscribe to The Positive Mind on WBAI. And just like that very generous call a moment ago, you can pledge at any amount. Thank you so much, Armand. Talk to you in a little bit.
And Dave Brubeck in the background, of course. You must take the A train. All right, now look, let's talk about the basic needs in relationships. If you've ever been involved in an emotionally abusive relationship, you may not have a clear idea of what a healthy emotional relationship looks like. So I'd like to propose one to you. Okay, what does a healthy relationship look like? It's a little different. A healthy emotional relationship includes and gratifies the need for emotional support. It satisfies the need to be heard by the other and to be responded to with care, respect, and acceptance. This is Armand DeMille with you. I'm talking about basic needs in relationship. We have a need to be heard. We have a need to be responded to well. If your child came to you and was saying something to you and it was a loving child, you would respond one way. But then if another adult says it, you may dismiss it or get angry at them. The love that goes between a parent and a child, most parents and children, is a kind of an accepting love. I understand. Other things that you hope for in a healthy relationship is the right to have your own view, even if others have a different view. So if your mate says, I want to re-elect George Bush, you would have respect for that. You have to dig in for that one. But you'd have to have the respect by asking, by saying, by questioning, because, you know, maybe they have something to say. Maybe you have something to learn. A person has a need in a relationship to have their feelings and their experiences acknowledged as real. You don't want it said, you know, I've seen some people, you don't feel that. You didn't have that. That didn't take place. In an adult successful relationship, you have the need to receive a sincere apology for anything that you find really offensive that you bring to the other person's attention. A sincere apology. I'm sorry. I recognize that that hurt you. I recognize that it was inappropriate for me to do it. I apologize. The need for clear, honest, and informative answers to questions about what affects you. The need for freedom from accusation, interrogation, and blame. the need to live free from criticism and judgment. The need for freedom from emotional and physical threat. You should not be threatened if you're in a relationship. Threat doesn't count. If you're going to threaten somebody with leaving, don't threaten, do it. The need for freedom from angry outburst and rage. It doesn't belong. And especially physical rage. And I don't care who you are. If you're a woman hitting a man three times your size, and you think you're just banging on his arms and not making an impression, you have no right to hit that man. There is no right for physical rage. It doesn't belong. It is not right. Or it may be, but not in a healthy relationship. The need for freedom which labels you or devalues you. The need for freedom from the labels, you know, like, well, you're stupid. Well, you're wrong. The need to be respectful. Respectfully asked rather than ordered. The need to have your final decisions accepted. And the need for privacy. These are the things which are essential in relationships, my friend. These are the basic needs for a successful relationship. And it's hard because most people live without having that. This is Armand DeMille with you with The Positive Mind here on WBAI 99.5 FN. It's a good time for you to make your calls right now, just in case. We're going to continue with you. I want to hear you make those calls to the station, 212-209-2950. I'll be right back with you. From Mondo Beat. It's called The Friendly Jungle. Kind of an interesting concept in music when we're talking about WBAI, the world we live in. A kind jungle. Nice idea, huh? No predators. And here's the way we are, you know. We act like predators with each other, and oh my gosh. What a way to live, my friends. Some people think they're doomed to it. 212-209-2950. Learn about yourself. Learn about your freedom. 212-209-2950. We'll continue with that. Let's talk about having your needs denied. One way of looking at emotional abuse is being denied the things you need when you need it the most. What happens with children who are emotionally abused people? They did a study of people who were abused children. Here's what they found about them. Number one, an abused child can only guess at what healthy behavior is. They don't know what it is. They guess at it. They're trying to make it up. They go to therapists and say, what's healthy behavior? Because they don't know. A non-abused child can feel what healthy behavior is. But abused children lose sight of it. Where are they going to learn it from? An abused child has trouble completing things. When you see somebody who has trouble completing things, it's usually a sign of some kind of an abuse. they lie when they don't need to. You know, lying may have been a survival tactic in the home, that perhaps the child learned from parents who lied to cover up their own problems or cover up their, or simply avoid harsh punishment to get needed attention. But as an adult, the tactic is no longer appropriate, and sometimes you see people who just lie for no reason at all. I had a man the other day, he said to me, I'm going in, he goes into a place with his daughter to get something, and they asked her age, and she always says she's 34 years old, even though she's in her late 40s. She always puts down 34, and he said, why? Here, we're just buying something. And they asked you your age, and no, she has to say, no, I'm always 34 everywhere I go. They judge themselves without mercy. People who are children, who are emotionally abused people who are emotionally abused are highly self-critical. They have trouble accepting compliments. They often take responsibility for problems, but they never take or rarely take responsibility for successes. You know, they feel like it's their fault. They go to the other extreme and refuse to take any responsibility for mistakes while trying to take credit for the work of other people. That's another form of emotionally abused person. They have trouble having fun since their childhoods were lost, stolen, or repressed. So one of the things you find as a sign of an emotionally abused person is this inability to have a natural, fun life. Because when you rob somebody's childhood, you rob their ability to have fun. They take themselves very seriously or not seriously at all. They have difficulty with intimate relationships. They blame the other person. I haven't met the right woman. How old are you? I'm 55. I just haven't met the right woman yet. You know, I'm in New York. Impossible. I happen to live with my mother. They expect others to know what they want. They expect you to read their mind because they can't communicate their needs to you because it's unsafe to communicate because when they were kids, when they communicated, they got punished. They didn't get what they wanted. So they begin saying, you should know what I feel. They constantly are seeking approval and affirmation. They feel that they are unusual, that there's something wrong with them, that they're different from other people. Now, they may be extremely loyal, even when facing overwhelming evidence that their loyalty is undeserved. They could be, you know, but he's only like that because he's under pressure, and they're just so loyal, loyal to even the worst of people. They're either super responsible or super irresponsible. I know one woman who never cleans up anything. She is a mess. And I mean she never cleans up anything. She will go into a room, and if you have her over as a guest, and she decides to have a sandwich, a peanut butter sandwich, the peanut butter jar will still be on the counter. The jar will be open. The knife that she used to take out the peanut butter will be there. The bread that she used, you'll see it's still open, sitting on the counter. And whatever else, crumbs all over the place. She has absolutely no concept of cleaning up after herself. She's married to a man who is somebody who can't stand anything being dirty. So what does he do? He cleans up after her. So she messes up and he cleans up. And then after a while he gets angry and he says things like, Antonia, don't you think it would be nicer to have a cleaner counter? Like that, you know? And he uses words like that, and she just doesn't give in. That's a sign of damage. It's a sign of a damage. They're either, so that could be this kind of soup. And then they'll have a child, and they'll be totally dedicated to their child. So they're super responsible and super irresponsible at the same time. They tend to lock themselves into a course of action without giving serious consideration to alternate behaviors or the possible consequences as they go along. These are the kind of people who get screwed up with Bernie Madoff and things like that. They make investments. They don't check on their investments. They kind of leave it alone. They don't look at the signs. They don't say, I think I better do something about this. They don't take control of their environment. They spend much energy blaming others, feeling victimized, and cleaning up messes. You know, they're just, you know, it's like, oh, I'm a poor victim of those guys who didn't treat me well. So when you're emotionally abused, intelligent people, through their ability to analyze, often realize things which are disconcerting, but others would not see. They often see capable of feeling more deeply both pain and joy. But sometimes your intelligence works against you. Sometimes you become a pure intellectual with no heart. Those are all signs of emotional abuse. This is Armand DeMille with you with The Positive Mind. There is a struggle that we have for intimacy. No one intends to be in an abusive relationship, but individuals who are verbally abused by a parent or another significant person find themselves in similar situations as an adult. If a parent tended to define your experience and emotions, judge your behaviors, you may not have learned how to set your own standards. Recipients of abuse often struggle with feelings of powerlessness, hurt, fear, and anger. So it's hard. Emotional abuse victims can also become so convinced that they're worthless, they believe no one else would want them. How are you abusive, you know? And how are you abusive? So look for the struggle of intimacy. Don't you want love in your life, my friend? Don't you want to be loved? Don't you want to love someone? Don't you want to have that experience? You do. Of course you do. Everybody does. But when you get locked in, there's no way out. You feel there's no way out. You just make up things and you get stuck. People who want to have a deep, real relationship in life and don't know how to do it get stuck, settling for something that looks like second best. They settle for something that looks like nurturance. And we could do better than that, my friends. And that's why I say you need your education. Because you need your education not just for yourself, but everybody you touch. Every human you touch. Every person you go near. Every child you get involved with. You can in some way help them by reflecting a different way of being. When I was a kid, I grew up in a horrible neighborhood. But there was a guy next door. Richard Ward was his name. He was an actor. He saved my butt. He was such a nice man. I would be running and screaming, and it would be gang wars everywhere and abuse everywhere. And Dick Ward would say to me, come on, kitty, come in here. And I'd come in, and he just was nice. And if it weren't for Dick Ward, I couldn't even be here on the station today. You ever want to see Dick Ward, if you're ever curious? You can see him as an actor in a movie. Maybe I'll tell you about that later. I'll dig that up for you. 212-209-2950, my friends. 212-209-2950. It's with Steve Martin. The Jerk, it was called. And in this movie, he plays the father. He's a black man who's the father, and Steve Martin was in it. But when you see Richard Ward, you see what a gem he is. And in fact, you're going to hear my voice, because I think my voice and his are very similar. I think he had a voice that I kind of really valued in life, Richard Ward. 212-209-2950. Listen, we're on our last 15 minutes, and we need telephone calls. We're talking about emotional abuse, and in order to learn about emotional abuse, and we want to learn about it, you want to learn about it for yourself, for your grandchildren. If you got grandchildren, you may want to give your parents a copy of this. 212-209-2950 for $75, my friends. You get three CDs about emotional abuse. You get one called Emotional Blackmail, another one called Dealing with Hysteria, and a third one called Nagging and Being Nagged. 212-209-2950. When the clock stops At 3 o'clock, we stop this offer, 212-209-2950. If you make your calls right now for $75, you get a, for $175, you get a one-time meeting with me. 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. Make your calls right now, my friends. We are waiting and standing by.
También, si no vacilo, se come también que para gozar. Iriribum, iriribum.
Make your calls for $175. Get the consultation with Armand. That is really such a bargain. $175. You would never see that going to a trained professional clinician, which is what Armand is. It's not just that he's a radio host. He has a license. He's been training all his life, which I happen to know because I do it with him now all these years. He reads, he learns, he understands people, and it's also in a profession where he's been doing this for so long. So you're getting a very valuable experience for $175. You would never see that kind of price anywhere anymore. That is an incredible deal. Please make your calls, 212-209-2950. If you went to any psychiatrist, you would never get this information. Armand has that psychotherapy history. He understands people. He does diagnoses. He understands mental health status. He understands a lot about mental health, which is very different than just an MD or a psychiatrist. So for $175, that's really a great, great bargain. Make your calls. You help the radio station at the same time that you help your own mental health. 212-209-2950. Make your calls for $75. It's a valuable package for three CDs on this emotional abuse course, okay? That's what I'm going to call it, because all these things are so valuable that you would not be able to kind of consolidate in one class. That would take a whole semester, I always say. A couple of hours for $75. It's incredible. 212-209-2950. Make your calls for $50. Anything, we will really be appreciative. But remember, if you make those donations and you ask for those CDs, we will get them out to you as soon as we hear your name is on that list, and we will send it out from our office. We will bypass WBAI. They do a great job with this fund drive, and we appreciate them, and we need to help them. 212-209-2950. We will contact you. You can make the appointments for the consultation as soon as possible. 212-209-2950. Please make your calls. We appreciate any kind of help. Remember, this community radio, and Armand has been on the air for 19 years with WBAI, and he gives of himself. And if you meet him, you will see his professional demeanor, understanding of the mind, your heart, your soul. You hear it when he speaks. And when you're sitting with him, you'll understand. 212 212- 209-2950 for $175 the consultation, for $75 the three CDs. Make your calls now.
It's 212-209-2950. Thank you, Stephanie D'Ambra. 212-209-2950. Yes, I've been around a long time. Yes. Yes, you know, I think part of my wisdom comes out of, number one, the streets. I grew up in the streets of New York. That was one, and I learned a lot there. But I was a smart kid. I was a chess master at an early age. And I went in from there. I went to working in Wall Street for a number of years, trying to make enough money to just get by. And then I went to school studying psychology at night. And this is when I was 23. I started going to school and started taking training school classes in psychology. I trained with a few different people, some very now dead, some very now dead, I like that, some now very dead, others somewhat partially dead. 212-209-2950. So I studied with like Fritz Perls and with Wilhelm Reich and Peter Hogan and a number of these great people who were just great, and I learned different techniques and styles and different things that you could do, learned the ways of getting to people. When you have eyes that have a lot of different ways of looking at things, when you have a lot of different ways to look, that's fabulous, you know? So you combine common sense with street smarts and psychology and professional knowledge, and you have a good spyglass. I call myself a psychodetective. It means if you come in and you say, why do I bite my nails? I'm going to look at it with you. I'm going to say, okay. When you say, why do I bite my sister's nails? Then I'm going to look at you also and find out something, you know? 212-209-2950. There is, I haven't seen anything that shocks me in ages. It's all part of it. I mean, remember, I was a specialist in working with multiple personality disorder, now called dissociative identity disorder. I mean, it's like I've seen amazing things. Plus, I've been in warp fronts. I've been in places where people have been hurt. I've seen desperation and squalor. I've been around. 212-209-2950, my friends. 212-209-2950. We have only a few more minutes to get your calls. I want to thank you really much for being with us. There is so much more I could talk about this all the time, but the main thing I need is you and you getting in here to see me. 212-209-2950. And remember, you can always make a donation and give it to someone else. You can say, this is one for whoever needs it, which is a very nice thing. 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. Keep making those calls, my friend. That's two on the line. We have three on the line now, and we have just three lines open. We have just about 4 minutes more to go. 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. Make that call right now if you would. WBAI, I'm here on the radio talking to you. WBAI 99.5 FM on your dial. Just make your calls right now. Remember, for a small amount of money, you could get these three CDs we're offering you. And if not, you can get this one-time consultation meeting with me. And I tell you, meeting with me is so much, it's so great for me and great for you as well, I am sure. And I don't mean to be touting myself. It's just that it's amazing when you hear and you see people as if they haven't been seen before, and you share your compassion with them, how much they open up. 212-209-2950. We're with you till 3 o'clock, and then after 3, I won't be with you anymore, and I'll have to attend to some of these calls coming in. 212-209-2950. I see them coming in, my friends. Thank you so much for that call. Thank you for that one as well. 212-209-2950. Oh, there goes my voice. 212-209-2950. It happens, you know, you stay on here for a long enough time. What does it matter? 212-209-2950. The main thing that matters is that you feel whatever doors we can open for you to feel your love is amazing, my friends. However you can feel yourself loving, oh, it's just great. 212-209-2950. Making a donation to WBAI is an act of love. It touches you. Touches you where you feel like being touched the most, you know, in the heart. 212-209-2950. Let's see now. We have just about three more minutes. 212-209-2950. What happened? Where are you, my friends? 212-209-2950. We're still with you? Let's get that engine rolling. There's a line open. There's another line open. Oh, I see all the lines are tied up. So just keep calling back. 212-209-2950. Last opportunity, my friends, for this week. Make your calls. 212-209-2950. I will be back with you next week. Thursday, is it? Yes, Thursday the 19th at 1 p.m. with more stuff and great love from me to you. 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. You think I get tired of saying this number? I dream about it after a while. I once heard from a man who runs elevators that whenever he hears the word down, he has a reaction. Because that's what people say, you know, he's going down, going down. But, you know, they don't have those anymore. But man used to be always on the elevator. Well, me, it's the phone number for WBAI, 212-209-2950, my friends. 212-209-2950. And with that, I'll let you have your last few minutes in peace.
You ask me if I love you, and I choke on my reply. I'd rather hurt you.